Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we are on fire. And here we are, Friday night, the end of another week successfully. And we are going to be on for the next 58 minutes or so, and we welcome your participation right here on the program, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And, of course, you know our number. It is 1-800-313-9443. Now, we have given an invitation tonight to yet another individual who says he's a Republican candidate for President of the United States. And he is a gentleman, in case you haven't heard of him, by the name of John Cox. John Cox, C-O-X. And he is on the line right now, so let me say hello to him. Hello, John.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
All right, sir. Well, I mean, I have to ask you, first of all, a little bit about who John Cox is. I never heard of you, to be honest with you.
Well, and that's the sad part about the whole thing, Rick. I set out about 2 years ago to visit most of the precincts of Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, believing that if you have ideas and you have a message and you demonstrate credibility to the political activists in the Republican Party, that you'll get a hearing. And much to my frustration, the national media basically ignored everything that I did. The local media was great. They basically gave me a hearing. The major NBC affiliate in Des Moines, Iowa, had me on about 12 times, especially in the spring. We basically did a weekly tutorial, basically a seminar on various issues from immigration to tax reform to the war in Iraq. But at the end of the day, the national media decided that they wanted to have celebrities and rating stars in the debates. They wanted to force-feed the American people the career politicians and the people who I think put us in the condition that we're in as a country, and I didn't get a hearing. So that's why nobody around the country, or very few around the country, have heard of who I am or the fact that I have even run for president.
Well, now, you have, excuse me, you have completed, we're told, 1,300 interviews. You've shared the forum stages with Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Edwards, Joe Biden, and all of the other major Republican candidates. Is that right?
That's true, Rick, but if you're not in the debates, if you're not in the nationally televised debates, you're basically not considered a candidate. And
now, let me ask you this, John, then we have a quick break and we can take more time and calls. What made you decide that you would be running for president of the United States?
Well, you know, I'm a political activist. I was one of the original members of the Club for Growth, which was Steve Forbes and Jack Kemp and people like that. I was on Jack Kemp's steering committee. I was president of the Cook County Republican Party. Cook County is Chicago. It's 5.5 million people, bigger than most states. And frankly, Rick, I was disgusted with the Republican leadership, with President Bush's disavowal of Republican principles, particularly on the fiscal side. And I wanted to see something better out of Washington. I wanted to see some results and competency for a change. And I looked at people like Romney and Giuliani as pretenders, people who would say anything to be elected, basically reversing a lot of positions that they had in the past to try to appear conservative. And frankly, Rick, George Bush did that in 2000. He made us believe he was conservative, and he acted nothing like it, and I didn't want to see that again.
Well, no argument there. All right, stay where you are. We'll be back, and we will open up the phone lines tonight with our guest, John Cox. He's a Republican presidential contender right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Stay tuned.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com, or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Back now to begin the interview with our guest John Cox, who's running for president of the United States. And of course, we have a lot of Republican contenders, and I guess you could probably put them all in one basket, more or less, except for Ron Paul, who, of course, as you know, has received virtually as little coverage as you have, although he's received a little bit more, John, and whatever coverage he has received generally has been not too favorable from the establishment media.
Yeah, but at least, Rick, he was allowed into the debates, and, you know, I don't know that he has much to complain about. I mean, once you're in the debates and you get questions, you get a chance to make your case, and you're still at 5 or 6%, The conclusion might be that your message isn't acceptable or isn't in the mainstream or isn't in the attractiveness for the Republican voter. And I think the same could be said for Tancredo and Hunter and Brownback and some other people who were in the debates and who failed. I wasn't let into the debates, and I think that's a big fundamental difference.
Yeah, how do you feel, though, about the skewered, you know, voting systems that we have in many of the states and the fact that we cannot even trust the votes at this point in time?
Well,
how
know,
do you feel about that?
I'm not sure I understand or know that much about the voting systems. You know, obviously, I come from Chicago. I'm very concerned about vote fraud, but what I'm more concerned about, Rick, is the top-heavy nature of this primary season. We have primaries here. We had New Hampshire following Iowa by only 5 days. In the past, New Hampshire wasn't until a month after Iowa. And now you have February 5th when there's something like 23 states that are going to vote on the same day, which really basically compresses this whole thing in a very short time frame so that only the moneyed candidates, the candidates that have the media attention and the celebrity status, get heard. And
well, that goes without saying. And, of course, in my lifetime, I know that has been basically the truth. That has always been the way in my lifetime.
It hasn't. I mean, in the years past, the primary, the state-by-state primaries were a little bit more spread out. Of course, the primary season is only a phenomenon within the last 35 years or so. It wasn't until the 70s that voters actually got to select the nominee of the party. I happen to think that's
well, you know, system. I mean, they would go to the convention and then they would select their presidential candidate, you know.
Yeah.
But now it's supposedly a little bit more open, and I think, if anything, it's more open to big-moneyed influence, foreign influence, Zionism, and all of these other situations that are controlling the American political landscape. But a lot of people, as you know, here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, including myself, have been leaning very strongly to support to Ron Paul. And the reason, of course, is because Ron Paul has distinguished himself in Congress as one who has voted against all of these unconstitutional programs, for the most part, as is humanly possible. And in the press release that I have here, you sort of took a swipe at Ron Paul, I think. You sort of said that he is not well-liked for his views on the Iraqi withdrawal. At least that's what I read. Is that the case?
Well, you know, I fundamentally agree with Ron Paul that our Congress is out of control, that it's voted to insert itself into every aspect of American life, and as you said, many times in an unconstitutional way. So I agree with Ron Paul that the Education Department, the Energy Department, the Commerce Department are huge wastes of taxpayer resources. Homeland Security never protected anybody. The FBI protects people. The CIA protects people. But the Department of Homeland Security is just an excuse to spend money. Now, when it comes to the Iraqi conflict, I did believe that Saddam Hussein was a threat to that region, that he was continuing to accumulate weapons, and you know, the evidence seemed to indicate that he had weapons of mass destruction, and was a potential and a future problem that we would have to deal with. And what I didn't expect is that the Bush administration would botch the effort that was made there as badly as it did. And frankly, you know, I think that is just a tribute to the fact that the career politicians in the Bush administration just don't know how to manage anything. They know how to win elections. They know how to raise money and smooth politicians.
Basically, let me see if I understand you, John. You're saying that you had no basic problem with an interventionist foreign policy?
Well, I don't think the U.S. can basically retreat to its own borders from around the world. I don't believe in intervening in countries that have absolutely no threat to us and who are potentially no threat to us. But, you know, we were attacked on 9/11. We certainly had to deal with the issue of megalomaniacs around the world who were using their wealth, particularly oil wealth, to accumulate weapons, and I do believe that it sent the right message to stand up to people like Saddam Hussein, who would threaten the region, who threatened our allies.
But how did he do that? That's what I don't understand. I still don't see how Saddam Hussein was a threat to the United States. I see how Israel wanted us to go in and kill his people and to go and attack his nation, but that had nothing to do with our interests, or at least the American nationhood here and the sovereignty of our own nation.
Israel is an ally of ours, whether you want to believe it or not. They
well,
are.
Well, I mean, but if they are an ally, technically, does that mean that we have to have a ball and chain around our neck and let them lead us around?
Not at all.
And they were the ones who obviously fed us the disinformation with regard to the so-called intelligence about weapons of mass destruction. See, that's the part I don't get.
But if Saddam Hussein was paying the families of terrorists to go in and blow themselves up in London, I dare say we would not maybe have hesitated a great deal to go in and take out Saddam Hussein, much as we didn't hesitate to go in and take him out when he was threatening Israel in that fashion. So, you know, this is a guy who supported terrorism around the world. Now, most of it was directed at Israel. Yes, that's true. But I don't think we should be treating allies differently. If he had done that in London or in Paris, I think we would have treated him as severely as we did when he sent terrorists to blow themselves up in Tel Aviv.
Well, I mean, but why would somebody have a desire to attack, let's say, an ally of the United States for just no reason? I don't understand. In other words, I don't quite follow the logic of,
Saddam never ended the war.
Why would Saddam Hussein, for instance, not like the United States policy in the Middle East? He wasn't the only one.
No.
I mean, it was Jordan, the president of Egypt. All of the other Arab nations had a problem with Israel attacking their interests and using preemptive warfare against their nations, particularly in 67 when they bombed the USS Liberty ship. So, I mean, why would you single out Saddam Hussein as a threat to the United States if, in fact, it was a threat to Israel? I don't understand
Saddam,
why there's a parallelism there.
First of all, Saddam invaded Kuwait. We beat back his army all the way, and we didn't take him out of power. And he never really ended the war. He agreed to live by certain UN sanctions. He failed to do that. He kept shooting at our airplanes in the no-fly zone. And
But who gave us the authority, though, is what I'm asking you, John, in foreign policy. Who gave us the authority to intervene in that region and to arbitrarily set up these no-fly zones through the United Nations? Wasn't that rather arbitrary?
Well, I think it was decided upon by the United Nations as a condition of Saddam being allowed to stay in power after his unwarranted invasion of Kuwait.
But you say unwarranted, but let me ask you this. You are aware of the fact that George Bush, Senior George Bush, had his ambassador to the UN, and that was April Glaspie, I believe, tell Saddam Hussein in no uncertain terms that if he had a problem with a Kuwaiti drilling situation in which the allegation was that the Kuwaitis were horizontally drilling and stealing oil, that anything he would do to settle the score, including military action, would not be opposed by the United States. And that was on record as having been the case, right?
If that's the case, then we
have a duplicitous foreign policy, and I think that's what people like Ron Paul really object to, is this interventionism, blind interventionism.
If that's the case, if one arm of... I'm not aware of that.
Everyone was aware of that at the time, and you're running for president. You should be aware of it, right?
I'm not aware of that. I'm not aware that the U.S. told Saddam Hussein that it was okay for him to invade Kuwait.
It was in all the news. I mean, it was just all over the media, and even the establishment media has copiously covered that fact that was the official policy.
Incredibly hard to believe.
Well, I think you better do a little bit more research.
Maybe I need to do some research.
I'm not trying to be picking on you. I'm just saying that is a fact that everyone, I think, should know by now. In fact, you could Google it and you could look up the issue yourself and find out that George Bush's Secretary of State and his ambassador to the UN made that point very clear to the Iraqi government. And remember, Iraq at the time was really not an enemy nation of the United States, was certainly had no desire to go to war.
About something that predated the Kuwaiti invasion by how many years?
Well, a couple of decades ago.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we had the Iraqi-Iranian war.
Invaded.
Right.
Okay. Well,
right. All right. All right.
Well,
let's do this then. We have a break coming up, John. I'm not going to interrupt you. I just want to tell you we have a break. And let me do that. And let me invite callers to ask you questions that they have about your candidacy. Okay. All right. We'll do that at 1-800-313-9443. Anywhere. Give us a call toll free. 800-313-9443. John Cox is running for president as a Republican. I'm Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on. On RBNLive.com.
And we're back now. Rick Adams with you, Radio Avenger. We're speaking with John Cox here, and he, of course, says he's running for president of the United States on the Republican ticket. And let me take a call first off here. All right. Doug from Texas is on the air with John. Hello, Doug.
Yeah, hi, Rick. Hi,
yes.
John.
Hi, Doug.
John, you don't seem to be real familiar with our great ally on June 8th of 1967 attacking for like 4 hours. Napalm, torpedoes, bombing, trying to sink the USS Liberty. You're not familiar with that situation, are you?
No, I'm not.
Are you not? Well, they did that, you know, and they have between 400 and 600 nuclear weapons. They claim that was an accident, although all of our people, you know, they killed 34, wounded 188 severely, and all of our people swear up and down that they knew exactly what they were doing. But, of course, they said it was just an accident. Don't you feel a little uncomfortable with an ally that had that many nuclear weapons that they obtained illegally? They didn't follow the, you know, in other words, we're worried about the UN and this, that, and the other. They've got their big arsenal. You're not concerned about that at all?
I'm concerned about anybody that has nuclear weapons, and I'm concerned that they act responsibly, that they I'd like to see democratic governments in place as opposed to dictatorships that aren't accountable to their people. So
Hitler was democratically elected, and a democracy is a mobocracy, which is the rule of the mob. You know, gang rape is majority rule, and I don't think a mobocracy is, the founding fathers realized that's probably the worst form of government there is. They're as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. So if you're a democracy supporter of Antichrist, Jewish supremacist, apartheid state of Israel, I think I'll vote for Ron Paul.
Then please do. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Doug. Will in Pennsylvania is on with John Cox for president. Hello, Will.
How you doing, Rick? I'm sorry I have to call you under these circumstances. I wanted to call you before.
Do you have a question for our guest?
This gentleman is more concerned with the compact nature of these primaries than he is with voter fraud.
No, I'm not necessarily saying that. I'm very concerned with voter fraud. The concern that I have today is getting a voice heard in the primary process. Clearly, we have to deal with vote fraud when we get down to the election.
It's clearly happening. I suggested aside from voter fraud, I suggest that you've obviously never heard of the Levon affair either, have you?
No.
You might want to Google that. That's another false flag, Israel false flag situation where they tried to blame Egyptians for so we could fight one of their wars. But the ex-Italian president, Francesco Cossiga, has just come out recently and said what we've been saying for years, 9/11 was a CIA Mossad job, and everyone in the intelligence community knows it, he said. Everyone in the intelligence community is aware of this. Can I have your comments on that?
I can't comment on that. I'm just not going to.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your call, Will. I thank you. If you want to hang around for a few more minutes, you may, John, but we have to take a break coming up.
I think I really have to get going.
right. Well, I appreciate you being on the show, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, very interesting, huh? Wouldn't you say? Okay, I've interviewed quite a few people running for office and quite a few running for various state offices and congressional offices, but I guess this is the first time that I have interviewed a man who says he's running for president who doesn't know anything. I mean, now, I'm not talking about George Bush, because George Bush doesn't know very much either. But I think even George Bush knows about the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty in 1967. Even he knows. And I'm sure that he would favor such an attack, given his relationship with the puppet masters in Israel. But in any event, hey, this is what we do here. We allow just about anybody to come on who wants to unravel himself. And I'm very happy to be able to have them come on. I mean, I can't believe, quite honestly, that, the people that sent me the press release and said, let's have him on, would be serious about this candidate, really, to be perfectly candid with you. Oh, all right, we'll be back. I promise you, much more to come, and you're welcome to join me right here on the lines. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, at 800-313-9443. The program continues as the nation burns. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to go right back to the telephone on this very interesting, very, very strange full moon Friday night. Mike in New York is next up. Hello, Mike.
Rick, good evening.
Is there a full moon where you are in New York?
Oh! Oh!
It sounds like there is.
Rick, it's shining through the smog.
Oh, my. Can you believe this guy?
Rick, the sooner you get back to your regular 2 hours, the better. Not only for my sanity, but for, more importantly, for that of the nation.
Oh, my. Thank you.
And that's spoken from the, that is a fact and spoken from the heart.
Have you ever heard of
Yes, I have.
Have you ever heard of the U.S. Constitution?
Pardon?
Have you ever heard of the U.S. Constitution?
Yes, I have.
Well, then you can run for president.
Well,
not John Cox.
If, well, I'll tell you, recording your guest, I have to be honest with you. I follow the news, and I mean, I read quite a bit on current affairs, and he's as familiar to me as the man in the moon.
Well, I think he's more, you know, the man in the moon is more familiar to all of us than John Cox.
That's true.
To be perfectly honest with you.
I chose a wrong, comparative there.
Yes, but that's okay. That's all right. I'm glad I had him on, though.
However, if you think your last guest merits a spot on your show, I'd like to propose my pet parakeet appears at the earliest opportunity.
All right.
He'd probably make
give
more...
Give some consideration.
He or she, I can't determine the sex, would probably make more sense.
I think you're right. I have that feeling, yes.
Anyway, he was... Yeah, I mean, what a piece of work. Regarding the presidential primaries,
mm-hmm.
What ever happened to St. Rudy of 9/11?
Oh, St. Rudy is waiting in the wings to make his comeback.
He probably thinks he's going to make it with the blue-dyed Herb Brigade down in Florida.
Oh, maybe. He's got some good boyfriends down that way, I understand.
No comment.
No comment, huh?
I would not want to be...
Well, that's what rumors have it, anyway.
Absolutely. I hear that on the street in the Big Apple. But
mm-hmm.
anyway...
I think Rudy is really not going to be going anywhere, and I'm more frightened of McCain right now at this point.
Well, this talk of my prediction way back when was that Lieberman was going to team up with Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
My feeling now is that Lieberman, little Holy Joe, the conscience of the Senate,
mm-hmm.
Holy Joe Lieberman is going to be clambering onto the McCain bandwagon.
Mm-hmm. Very likely, if in fact that's going to wind up being the if we have this election in this year, and I'm not ready to concede that much, but I'll tell you, if we do, I do believe that Hillary is definitely in.
By the way,
agreement has been made.
Yeah, Rick. By the way, did you see the picture, the photographs of Hillary? You know, after she had won the, I believe it was the New Hampshire primary.
Do you want me to tell you the truth now? Do you want me to answer you honestly?
No.
I cannot look at Hillary Clinton's face.
Neither can I. But I always look at the Drudge Report. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And she looked like the Cheshire cat who had not only swallowed the canary, but the whole birdcage.
Yes.
I mean, so smug, so satisfied, it was sickening.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that this object is going to be, potentially ruling the roost is an abysmal prospect.
Well, that's a given, I think. You know, it's scary because we have a horse race here, and they're all jackasses except for Ron Paul, as far as I'm concerned.
Without a doubt.
The Democratic side, Kucinich, you know, is now, he's lost his bid to get on the primary ballot in Texas.
Absolutely.
And, he is loony as he is on many issues, like gun control and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, even a clock that's broken is right twice a day.
Without a doubt.
And he does. Unfortunately, he makes more sense than all the other Democrats.
Rick,
and he's going nowhere.
Without a doubt. Rick, I was thinking that maybe the only way out is to rein in the power of the presidency.
Well, you see, that's up to Congress has relinquished much of its authorized power to the White House over the years.
Yeah.
They've done that. So they're the reason. No one else can be blamed but the Congress itself.
Yeah, because initially the president, as far as I'm aware, was only meant to be the sort of titular head of the government.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't meant to be like a Caesar. He wasn't meant to be this dictator that the Congress sort of knelt down to and bowed to and kowtowed to.
Well, according to Mr. Bush and his plenary powers of the executive branch, in fact, this government has usurped authority belonging to Congress to declare war and, of course, to enact policies of its own circumventing the Constitution with regard to trials, with regard to the rights of the accused, with regards to the so-called war on terror. So he has created a bureaucracy and a supremacy of the executive branch that certainly is not given him in the Constitution. But then again, didn't George Bush say that Constitution is just a GD piece of paper?
That's exactly what he said.
So yep. Why would we be surprised by any of this, right?
Rick, a final thought, if I
sure.
may.
Of course, Mike.
With the limited time with the limited resources I have, I do not know whether to spend my time campaigning for Ron Paul or campaigning for Rick Adams to get back his 2 hours.
Well, you can do both, a little bit of each.
Okay, we'll do.
All right, split
thank you,
your
Rick.
Time. Thank
Goodbye.
You, Mike. Good hearing from you again. Jim in Kansas is on now. Hello, Jim. Hey, you're on the program.
How are you this evening?
All right, I'm still here. I'm still sane, despite the obvious problem.
So we lost the candidate, huh?
I guess he just couldn't take the heat, and even Harry Truman could take the heat.
Wow.
But he couldn't. Isn't that something, huh?
That is something, yeah, because I went to his website and I looked at his proposals and,
yeah.
You know, his issues. And on the issues there, he said he was for the fair tax. Well, how
yeah.
in the world can you put fair and tax in the same sentence?
That beats me. Well, you know, this Club of Growth group, is a very strange group. So-called conservative economic thinkers, domestic policy, which is really, if you look at it, they are anything but true conservatives. They are limited government, pro-big business, and corporate state growth is what they really and truly are, as far as I can tell. And I know some of the people they backed. They've backed some of the most horrendous people running for office that you could imagine. It was a congressman from Pennsylvania who was running for Congress, and I'm glad for Senate, and I'm glad the congressman didn't make it. As bad as some of the people are that are in, some of these characters that are running are even worse than the incumbents. It's scary.
Well, you know, everybody says they're terrible, but you know that 80-90% of them will will be reelected next year.
Well, I have no doubt about that. That's been the way, hasn't it?
Let me run something by you here.
Sure.
Let's suppose there was a way to completely fund government at all levels, not have to do away with anything. Of course, there's plenty of things that need to be done away with. But let's suppose that there was a way to fund government and eliminate all taxations at all levels and turn the power of the money over to the people and have the 50 legislatures be the one that was in charge, because we know Congress has proven that they're no good. The right to declare war and the right to own, to control the money would be taken out of their hands and it would be put in the people's bank.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the interest came in from credit card loans and house loans and all of that, you know, if you didn't want to pay any taxes, don't get a loan. And so all of the interest, we've done a study, and there's 6 times more interest coming in than what it takes to run the government.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you used all of that interest from business loans, from overseas loans, it doesn't make any difference. Whoever's
right,
paying
right.
the interest, it would go straight into the Treasury.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 50 legislatures, this would put the power back into the states. So you would sell it to them, and you could never get the populace, you know. Even though it'd be nice if we could teach them all the stuff we know, you'd never be able to get them to understand all this, so you have to sell it on something that they would be for, which is, hey, if I'm elected, I'm Ron Paul, I said I was going to do away with the income tax and the Federal Reserve, but on second thought, I mean, all I'm saying there is a little bit of rape is okay. And so I'm going to do away with all taxation. We're going to fund government with interest on loans. We're going to have, it's going to have a constitutional convention. We're going to take 34 states, and they're going to agree to take back over that money supply and the power, you know, to fund wars, because we're not going to have no more preemptive wars. It's going to be put in the back in the people's hands.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I got a guy that worked on it for 15 years developing that.
All right.
I'd like to have him for as a guest on your show sometime.
Well, that would be fine. That would be fine. Tell my producer how I can get in touch with him.
Okay.
And we'll follow up on it, sure.
Okay. Do they put me back on, or should I call back in?
No, you can stay on the line right now,
uh-huh.
And what we'll do is have him speak to you. Manny will pick up, okay?
Manny, okay.
Manny. Thank you very much, Jim.
Well,
Thanks for your call. By the way, have you out there, ladies and gentlemen, have you been wanting solar power at your home? Finally, there is an affordable solar. Take back your power, produce your own energy, keep the saving, no rate increases, no equipment to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, and yes, no performance worries. Visit jointhesolution.com/solar-man. Or call 866-276-3975. That's the number. Join the solution. All right. By the way, when you hear someone like Nancy Pelosi say that we in the Congress are going to work with the White House to restore confidence in the American public that has in our government, I'm sort of scratching my head and saying, how can an institution which does not have any confidence on the part of the American people, I think it's like 8% approval rating, how in the world can that body possibly restore confidence when they've lost it themselves? Go figure. All right, we have, Leslie in Virginia next. Hello, Leslie.
In regards to Nancy Pelosi, I would like to remind Ms. Pelosi that the Congress lady that was questioning Mr. Bernanke, chairman of the Federal Reserve, didn't even know who he was. That was interviewed, shared on the Squawk Box this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that really gave us confidence. That really gave us confidence. She didn't even know who the man was.
I don't think she can complain. She's not alone.
Well,
John Cox didn't even know who April Glaspie was in the Bush administration.
It's just unbelievable.
I mean, this is the level of ignorance we're dealing with. No wonder we're going down.
Exactly. Squawk Box and the people were so appalled they couldn't even comment because they wanted the comments from the others, and they failed. They said it was so outrageous they couldn't even speak. And here they come up. Here you have the American people must be overwhelmed by this. The chairman of the Federal Reserve goes to Congress wanting a quick solution, emergency stimuli. The irony of it is that this is an emergency bill. This is temporary. And we're talking about $150 billion. Now, we are told that we need to get our consumption level up. Now, Rick, you know the savings rate in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the negative range.
Well, it makes no sense what they're saying, but that's typical. They're treating the symptom, not the problem. That's like taking a guy that's dying from heroin addiction and saying, let's give him a little stimulus. Let's give him a little more heroin, and maybe we can prop him up a little more. That's the problem, not the solution.
What they failed, the chairman of the Federal Reserve failed to speak on national television,
yes,
was that when we went to China several months ago, when he went to China along with Mr. Paulson, Secretary of Treasury,
mm-hmm,
and China was not happy. She didn't want to buy any more notes in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
She's holding approximately a trillion alone. Mm-hmm. Japan is at super high levels, other countries as well. They are tired of it, Rick, because, as you know, the dollar has dropped over 60% within 5 years, and there is a very strong chance that they could be left holding nothing, absolutely nothing. So my fear is that we are in a free fall, and the question was asked, how would you spend your money? Well, I know how I would spend my money. I would spend my money on Ron Paul,
mm-hmm,
a contribution to Ron Paul. I mean, no disrespect to Rick. I applaud you for having your guest on and et cetera. But I really think at a time of a situation like this, we need to bring Bob Chapman back. Because after these statements today and after what we need to get to the bottom of it, I would like to ask some questions.
He can only commit to us once a month.
I know it, but I tell you one thing. We need to ask one basic question. Were we denied from China completely? Because, as you know, the media kept saying, we've got to get the consumption level up. Mm-hmm. As you know, retail sales were dramatically lower. And also, in London, they are they're having the same problems. And in other words, our trade deficit is escalating at over the $800 billion mark. I mean, this is are we at the free fall stage? This is what we need to know as consumers.
Well, I think
you to bring Bob Chapman so we can handle that with
anyone who's qualified. Definitely next week we will have to bring these subjects up again. Thank you, Leslie. Thanks for your great call. I just don't have too much time left. We have Skippy coming up next on the line and an offer you can't refuse one final time. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All righty, we are back right now. Rick Adams, and I just want to make this offer right now as well to you, ladies and gentlemen. The book Wrongly Blamed by Dr. K, as you know, we have sold and we have given away copies of this book, certainly in great numbers. And right now, I'm going to make one final appeal for this week, and that is going to be not three, but four books, ladies and gentlemen, four of the books for $30 plus $5 shipping, media mail shipping, 400 pages of this book documenting most of what we now know that has been revealed about 9/11 and who is responsible for the London bombings, who is responsible for passing information, who is responsible for allowing 9/11 to happen and then blaming it on the Muslims. This book you cannot afford to be without. This offer is dynamic. Right now, tonight, four books for $30. Ladies and gentlemen, that is an $80 value. $5 for shipping, $35. If you have a PayPal account, you go to PayPal and send money, $35 in U.S. dollars, those of you in the U.S., to rick458@cox.net. Rick458@cox.net. No, not John Cox, but Cox.net. All right, do it or forever hold your peace. One final call tonight before the close of the program, and this is Skippy from Texas. Hello?
Doug's evil twin.
This is Skippy. Doug's evil twin, Skippy, yes?
And I want to apologize for Doug humiliating your guest. I'm sure that guy would have been a good, he would have been supported by Pat Hagee and all my friends, my friends. He really got a grip on it. He knows, I think he is the solution to somebody like Ron Paul. In other words, he's not like all the other creeps that are running, but he's a lot sharper than Ron Paul.
Well, I think he would make an excellent prime minister of Israel. That's for sure.
Well, he was a very impressive guy. His knowledge of what was going on and everything. He knew about what?
Well, the best he could do, apparently, was call back the person that booked him and said that this was an anti-Semitic group of people on this station, on this network. So I guess that pretty well sums him up to the core.
Oh, an anti-Semitic group.
Yeah. So that tells you more or less who's calling the shots with him. And the Club of Growth, of course, has been one of those compromised groups right from the get-go that has supported a lot of questionable characters taking a lot of money from donors who call themselves conservative Republicans and then throwing them at people who are anything but. So that's all I have to know.
Well, the true Semites are the Palestinians and the Sephardic Jews and this and that and other, and they're hated by the people that are in power.
So what? Sephardic? Well, I don't think John Cox has heard of that term yet.
Well, they make up 10%, and they're probably the real Jews. Ashkenazi.
Hey, point well taken. Thank you, Skippy. And say hello to Doug and tell him we accept his apologies.
Well,
all
Doug,
right. Everyone,
Doug,
thank you for joining us.
Right.
Yes, good night now. We'll see you next Monday night, God willing, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN. Now the need is greatest. Rick Adams. Good night, everyone.